We're going to pause briefly for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This is Rob Casting Radio.
And hello, everyone, and welcome back. We are still in Newtown, Connecticut at NYA Sports, and it's Boom's Lang Basketball on the Boom Mic. I'm Rob Adams. A happy Saturday once again to you all. Getting ready for our second game as Boom's Lang gets ready to take on We Are One. And We Are One has already taken the floor. They are in royal blue tops and bottoms with a combination white and pink uniform number. One digit is in white and the other one in pink. That's a different look. Boom's Lang had to switch the jerseys around. They flipped them inside out. They're now the white with the blue. Still with the blue shorts. And we're just about ready to go for game two. As we all, pretty much all seem to go right down Route 25 for a late breakfast, early lunch, because everybody was there. And a turnover off the tip-off, brought down, put up. That is no good as it sat on the cylinder. Rebounded back. Up, no good by We Are One. And Boom's Lang able to get the ball. It's Alexa driving. She goes to the left elbow, rolls it through. And it's turned back. Quick hands by We Are One. They are good early on, bringing it the other way. The layup is good. So they start the scoring. That's 2-0. On the front of their jersey, you'd almost be confused and think that they're Rhode Island, because it looks like an RI, but it's an R1 as a foul called at the other end. .1308 to go here in the first. 2-0 to score. We have moved to court two. We were on court one for the first game, but now down to court number two. And at the line, I believe that is Taylor stepping to the stripe, and it is. First one is up, and it is good. So Taylor cuts it to 2-1. And yes, we got the much-needed cup of coffee, friends. Second free throw on the way. Hey, remember the coach we were laughing about from the first game for CT North Stars? He's now coaching a boys' game off to our left on court three, and all I can hear him saying is, that's garbage. Driving the right side. Game tied at 2, and or check that, 2-1. Yeah, now they've got it 2-2, and now it's 4-2 as a shot was laid in by We Are One. So 2-2 to 4-2, just like that. And Boom's Lang's going to try to answer, but we get a whistle. I told you, he was rather effervescent in that first game. Boy, he likes to talk and he likes to yell. We'll see if we see him again tomorrow. Driving around the right side, here's Alexa and another whistle. Do we have just... No, we do have two officials for this game. One is tying his shoe. I couldn't see him. All right. All right, ball will be inbounded by Boom's Lang. They trail 4-2, went out off of Taylor at the other end. So three game basketball courts. One is kind of like a big warm-up court. I suppose you could use it as a game court if you want to, but there's no scorer's table there. Splitting defenders and a floater in the lane. Pretty try to put back up. That's no good as well. Underneath the rebound initially controlled by Logan. She had it, but it's taken away by R1. They get it. Dribbling out to the right side, heading toward the backcourt. Nope, they say that was a touch, so off the deflection, they're able to retain. Driving baseline, that's up and no good as Logan gets knocked down and a jump ball is called. So it'll stay with R1 in a 4-2 game. Under 12 to go in the first half. Dribbling to the free throw line, there was contact and a foul called. And it will be on Logan, her first. 4-2 the score right now. Parking, by the way, here also, just keep in mind if you come here tomorrow, you know, I know to a certain extent people say, well, who cares? Well, you might care if you're coming here tomorrow. As the first one, that foul shot might as well have gone up to Brookfield and then come back and landed. So she has three early on. It's 5-2, and the second one no good. High arcing, and now a scrum for the rebound in the lane, and right in the middle of it's Taylor on the jump ball. I did kind of, I was rather effusive in my praise of Taylor in the first game. I just thought she was wonderful in her effort. This pass intercepted, though, taken back the other way by R1, up and no good off the layup. Too strong off the backboard. All the girls played strong in that first game, but some a little more outstanding than others. Another jump ball called. And the inbound on the way. Lobbed in on the baseline, left baseline. They scrum, ripped away. Good job by Valerie. Valerie scrambling to get that loose ball. 5-2 right now. Boomslang trailing by three. Taylor pivoting in the front court. Almost had it knocked away. Gets it to Alexa. Alexa on the dribble drive going. Now she moves over to the right side. Working around. She tries to get the shot off. Nothing doing. And that's up and no good. Rebounded now. Put back coming up from the baseline. No good as well. Taylor in the middle. Looking for something. And now they'll blow the play dead on a travel. 5-2 the score. And by the way, the clock took an extra second or two. But that happens. 10:49 remaining in the first half here at NYA Sport and Fitness, our last game of the day. We're back with two more games tomorrow, and then a tournament championship game should Boomslang reach it. So games at 8 and 11, and out of bounds to the near side. As Taylor couldn't control it, it will go back over to R1. So they bring it from left to right here in the first half. 10.5 remaining in a three-point game. Drive right side of the lane, no good. From the blocks, rebounded back, trying to get a push-up court is Logan. She drives, heading toward the blocks, reaching in. That is stripped away by a member of R1, but she traveled and turns it over. So this place was absolutely on fire between games as we get a timeout on the floor. 5-2 the score. 10:18 remaining in the first half. I mean, just not dangerous, just a lot of people in here. I reached a point that so I could edit the game, the first game, I sat down on the floor, rested up against a wall, and in case you're wondering, the first broadcast has been posted. And there's always the fascination. I see people kind of looking and pointing over here toward us. There's always the fascination of us doing these games. Well, for a good reason. We're the only one doing it. Boomslang, the only one with its own play-by-play. And I'm proud to say it's me holding up the wall and doing that here on the boom mic. And there are others before me, and I know some of the guys who have done these games. But now I'm kind of holding down things here. 5-2 the score, 10:18 remaining, first half. And we're happy to have it on Robcasting, to join the Robcasting family, which has been a home for Babe Ruth baseball, minor league baseball, and here on a turnover, it's coming back the other way, driving coast to coast, trying to put it up. No good for R1, and a whistle. We have built quite the little resume on Robcasting, I suppose. State championship games in New Jersey, Connecticut, New York action as well. Here's a free throw by R1. That's an air ball. Game still at 5-2. And the second one on the way with 9:56 remaining in the first half. The second one is no good. Taylor the rebound. Switches hands on the dribble. The long pass going down. I think it was intended actually for, it might have been intended for Kate, but Logan was able to get it. Now here's Alexa driving down to the baseline. Working out to the perimeter. Almost loses the handle into the backcourt, but gets right to the timeline and doesn't step into the backcourt. This is intercepted though, off an errant pass. Turnover and a one-on-one floater is good. So the lead up to 5 at 7-2 for R1. Here comes Boomslang. Taylor trying to work her way in. Lobs it out further on the left side. Logan there. Heading toward a possession, and there is the held ball. Or did they whistle? No, I think they whistled a foul with Logan getting it. I think that's the case. Well, either way, it's going to be We Are One basketball. They have a 5-point lead. The whistles here on this center court, much more profound. You can hear them, which kind of mixes up your cadence as this is missed from the lane. Getting it back is R1 driving down into the blocks, and Valerie climbing in for the jump ball. Good possession and a good grab by her. It'll be Boomslang ball taking it out underneath the basket. Logan from right to left, inbound to Taylor. Taylor across the timeline, takes a look to her left, lobs left. Fighting in there is Logan. Logan to the baseline, had it taken away from her, and We Are One coming back the other way. They have a 5-point lead, looking to improve upon it. 8:18 remaining in the first half. Driving right side toward the blocks. Floater up, no good. Underneath, offensive board, Taylor in the middle, and a foul call. Looks like Taylor will pick it up. That's the case. Taylor had 4 fouls in the first half of game number one, at least according to what I saw. So, you know, doesn't mean I'm right. But had none in the second half. Really played strong. And she will, in fact, head to the bench. See if I can pick up who replaced her. I think Julia did. Or is that Joey? No, I think it was Joey who came in off the bench. First free throw is good. So the We Are One lead now up to 8-2. And the second one on the way. She has 4, and it's going to stay at 4, but an offensive rebound and a putback good. You can't teach height. And that becomes a 3-point play in effect. 10-2, the lead to 8. 7:50 remaining in the first half. Out to Logan, left side. She drives between the circles. Had it taken away from her at the elbow. Ball on the floor, right back, and it goes with We Are One. They're driving. Lobbed ahead. The lob a little too strong. Saved, but out of bounds right on the line. Logan will inbound it. Or not. Kate's going to inbound it. Kate will bring it in, and it'll be brought up by Alexa. I think it was Alexa's family I was standing near when I was trying to grab my late breakfast. Off the miss, they get it right back. Left baseline, no good. Sitting in the right block, trying to battle for it. Again, Valerie really doing the hard work. And the alternating possession whistled. It goes back to We Are One. They lead by 8. 7:11 remaining in the first half. On the drive to the left. Good ball handling by number 9 of We Are One. Puts it behind her back, but that's going to be a travel. Kind of gave it an extra thump as she returned it to the official. Not angry at him, more annoyed at herself. Here's Joey to bring it up. Joey across the timeline, looks to her left, goes left. That is intercepted. That is picked off and going into the backcourt. We Are One looking to get their lead up to 10. On the baseline, Alexa able to get a hand on it. Scrum for it in the middle of the lane. Valerie able to control it on the baseline, and she returns it to Ella, who has checked in for Boomslang. Joey to the front court, right to left, to the blocks, getting down low, and a foul called. Been some good spirited games throughout this day. We've been spied a couple of boys' games. There's a girls' game, some older girls on court one. That's the court we were on earlier today. Inbound pass coming. Lobbed in, it went to Alexa, knocked around, and controlled by We Are One. They bring it back with numbers. Driving down, the layup underneath, no good, but a foul. Couldn't tell who the foul was on, but regardless, number 9 of We Are One to the line. 6:19 remaining in the first half. And Boomslang still scuffling, down 10-2. First free throw was no good, but I believe there was a violation, so they took it off. The second one is no good. But she does get a rebound and gets it right back. Turning around from the blocks, no good. We are one, another one in the lane. Off the front iron, no good. Valerie with the rebound. Valerie will walk it up. 6:05 remaining first half. Still 10-2 as Boomslang trailing by 8. And the Boomslang gang trying to get things together here with under 5 to go in the first half. Lobbed inside. That's intercepted and brought back by We Are One. They've got it in the front court. Left behind. Driving baseline and a foul called. It'll be on Valerie. Sending number 2 to the line. She is 2 out of 4 this afternoon. Free throw coming. That's good. Wow. That's a pretty shot. 3 of 5 is the lead now to 9. That's all I'm hearing. I'm just hearing whistles everywhere. Second one on the way. 4:45 remaining in the first half. And the second. Yeah, she got it. The lead to 10, 12-2 for We Are One, as Alexa will get it started. Picks up her dribble as she gets across, drives to the right, feeds down low, wide open, up no good. Good look underneath by Kate. Staying on the baseline, Kate gets it back. Back it goes to Alexa, who winds and fires, and a 12-footer is good. Deficit down to 8, 12-4. So R1 to the front court. Leaving it behind. They split defenders. Floater got it. Are you allowed to be that good this young? 10-point game. Alexa sends inside. Turning to Julia. Julia down low. Ball on the floor. Picked back up. It's Alexa. Alexa working from way up top. No. Air ball bounces out of bounds. Photographers here today taking some great shots. All important memories of these things. I loved my days of... Now, I played baseball, but all my days of playing baseball in my hometown, oh, I loved it. As R1 drives back into the front court, and they'll get 2 shots on the foul. This scoreboard not tracking the team fouls, but I keep a modest eye on them. Free throw coming. And the first one no good. She's 4 out of 7 from the line, looking for her second here. This one no good. Bounces out of bounds. It'll be Boomslang ball. Kate bringing it up. Gets across the timeline. Turns left. Driving into the right blocks. Puts it up. Bounced around off the cylinder. No good, but ripped back down by We Are One. They have a 10-point lead at 14-4, and they're looking to improve, and this goes out of bounds. And a 2-shot foul. The foul on Kate. Just saw a funny interaction. The innocence of all of this is the first free throw is good. Lead now to 11. A parent in the stand said, box out number 9, and number 9 heard him. Turned right back around and went, wait, what? So that gave the bleachers a good laugh. Second free throw is good. There are bleachers here, so there is some room for spectators. 16-4 the lead now. 12-point game. 2:58 remaining in the first half. Taylor back in. She turns to her right. Joey stepping inside. Joey off glass, hit off the front rim, and brought back by We Are One. And there is number nine. And there's number nine saying, block this. She lays it in. 16-6. I think she had a little bit of an agenda there. She was more than happy to go hit that layup. 18-4, excuse me. I said 16-6. 18-4. So the lead at 14, and here they come again. And here comes number 9 again. And I think she's going to get hit for a double dribble, and she did. The dribble went just a little too high, and that's very easy to lose your rhythm when you do that. So it'll be Taylor to bring it in. But first, a moment to tie her shoe. 2:17 remaining in the first half. We are standing in the corner of court two, right near the pickleball nets. There are four nets right here. They play some pickleball on this floor, apparently. Driving down Alexa. Up off glass is good. Alexa has four here in this afternoon contest. 18-6. Earlier today, Boomslang had a lead at times. Couldn't hold on, unfortunately, as CT North Stars beat them 25-15. Here on the right baseline, Taylor secures it off the rebound. And she will bring it up with under 100 seconds remaining in the first half. 18-6 the score, and has her pocket picked at the other end. Number two is playing out of her mind as she lays it up and hits again. The lead to 16. Beg your pardon, make it 14. 20-6. My math is good, I promise. It's taking too long to have the first cup of coffee today. Here's Alexa driving. Gets inside, heading toward the baseline. Now in the right corner. She had it ripped away from her. We Are One really playing some good basketball. The lead, almost 16, but rebounded off the miss. A layup missed, taken back by Alexa. Under 1 minute remaining in the first half. Out up top to Taylor. Taylor on the dribble drive. Up in the lane. That's good. Taylor has 4 points. It's 20-8. 39 seconds remaining in the first half. And we'll see what We Are One elects to do. They are going to elect to keep shooting as they fired this up. There was contact at the free throw line, but it was an air ball and it went out of bounds. So plenty of time for Boomslang late in the first half. 22 seconds. They've got to go the length of the floor. Lob down, left side, off the side iron, no good. The miss by Ella. Here comes We Are One with 13 remaining in the first half. Down to 11, she lost the handle and out of bounds. So again, Boomslang with a chance, but they're trailing by 12. Inbounded to Taylor. Don't have to rush, you're down to 5, but you got to get a shot off with 4, with 3, to the left side. Got to shoot it, lob down low, and the first half will come to an end. So it's 20-8 here at halftime. As We Are One just came out and used their size to their advantage, and they certainly have the advantage. Second half coming up in about 90 seconds from here in Newtown. Glad you're joining us wherever you are. Of course, games all archived. As I told you, the first broadcast has already been put up into the archive, so it's there. And we've caught up with the full archive. We'll load this one up after it's over, of course. Last night we saw lacrosse back in Greenwich as the Brunswick Bruins, one of the top 13 teams in North America in high school lacrosse. Pretty impressive. They knocked off Trinity Pauling, got out to a good lead and finished the job. And they will be taking part in the Prep National Championship once again in a couple of weeks. And Brunswick in Greenwich, Connecticut will be the home of that championship and the semifinals as well. And you will hear the games right here on Robcasting as well as on Local Live where the video broadcast will be. Half minute remaining before the second half gets underway. It's too bad I didn't have a roster for this boys game to my left. I'd start calling that one too. It's definitely North Stars and the Storm. That's what I can see. That's what's going on in that game. And the Storm have a 20-8 lead. 13:40 remaining in that one. Here, second half, ready to start. Coach Ron going through his final thoughts with this wonderful Boomslang Basketball Club program. And we're thrilled to be a part of it here on the Boom Mic. And this is the first time we have changed locations. We have been doing all the games from Hartsdale, New York. Now we're here in Newtown, Connecticut. Boomslang returns to the floor to get the second half started, 20-8. And it'll be Boomslang ball. Who's bringing it in? Ella says, okay, I'll do it. Ella into Logan, and away we go. Logan up top, high dribble. She turns around. She's got it. Scrum for it up top, and they will call the jump ball. 12 seconds gone, second half. And here comes We Are One. From right to left they go. Head to the right side, looking inside. Down near the baseline. Staying along the baseline into the corner. Now they'll work it back out. Right wing foul line extended. Left hand on the dribble. Switching hands. Off to the left wing now. Dribbling. Going down to the baseline. And the scoop no good. Second try up. That falls. And a foul. And there was a foul. Again, this happened in the first game, too, where the girls kind of didn't know what to do. Because the ball fell and they weren't recognizing the motion of the hand one. So, back down for a free throw following that foul. Second free throw with 13:18 remaining, or the first free throw, rather. The bonus is no good. But a putback is. And so the lead all the way up to 24-8. Remember when I said it was a 16-point game? Okay, now it is. Logan, feeding right, intercepted. Was trying to push it in to Ella, but back goes number 9. That's no good. Staying along the baseline, along comes Kate, and they'll whistle the held ball. Possession arrow favoring. Not that there is a possession arrow here. The officials basically keep an eye on it. And the inbound goes immediately to a wide open number 24. She lays it in. And it's 26-8. 12:39 remaining in this one. Somebody hitting a big shot down on court one. And this stolen away. Here goes number 9 again in transition. Ahead, number 1 up. No good. A foul. Put number 1 at the line. She is 0 for 2 from the stripe this afternoon. And she is now 0 for 3. Missed that one a little bit to the left. We'll see you tomorrow. Somehow I'm going to be here bright and early. Happy as a clam at 8 o'clock. First game. We'll all be here like that. Second. That's no good. Trying to get the rebound. They did, and it's number 9 again. And she's just imposing her will. Game up to 28-8. Alexa in the front court, driving to her right wing. Trying to work her way inside, feeding down low. Valerie had it blocked. Taken back, it is Alexa off a double clutch. She's able to take a second shot, but that's no good. Sent ahead in transition, and they score. The lead up to 22, 30-8. On the near side, Alexa backs out with 11.5 remaining, rolls it into the backcourt, and there's the violation. By the way, the boys' game I was looking in on is now 29, make it 31-8 in that other game. I can't see the scoreboard on court one. But this has just been a factory of basketball all day and all weekend, I would imagine. NYA Sports. And a backcourt violation on the inbound. We Are One couldn't control it from going into the backcourt, and thus the turnover. It'll be Boomslang basketball. Here's Taylor to the front court, heads to the left side near the elbow, and a foul called. A non-shooting foul, so Taylor for the inbound. Brings it in, and it went to Kate. She is fouled immediately. This will be a two-shot foul. Kate at the line for the first time today. Official lining everything up. Seems comfortable, and the free throw to follow. And that sat right in there and wouldn't fall. So, Kate with a second. The official just trying to get everybody lined up. There we go. Second free throw coming. Good job by the guys. And the line drive is good. So she goes one out of two. And that breaks the what had been a 10-0 run to make it 30-9. 9:22 remaining in this one, but a long 10-footer, no good. Putback, no good underneath. They get it back for another try. That one is good. And again, you can't teach height. 32-9 is the score. And if you can combine that height with the ability to shoot and then impose your will, you've got a chance. Taylor up, no good on the layup try. Sitting off the baseline. Now it goes to the floor, and Kate able to rip it away. Valerie with another try, but a foul. Will Valerie be heading to the line? Yes, she will. It's such a joy to watch these girls and their reactions and just the way they handle themselves. They have such a great time. But they're still so raw in terms of basketball skills as the first one goes off the top of the backboard. So try it again. Family filming. It went right to the family. Second one. Taylor with the rebound off the miss. And in the end, it's going the other way. Stays as it is, 32-9 here at the other end. Scrum for it in the lane, trying to rip it away, and there's the jump ball. Or they wrote, no, they called a foul? All right. A non-shooting foul, apparently. It's going to stay with We Are One. Turning around, that's up and no good. Heading toward the baseline, working out to the right side. Bouncer toward the corner it goes. A shot is an air ball that was held just a little short. We Are One gets it back. That's a full air ball going all the way across and brought back and out of bounds right on the line. So the turnover with 7:24 remaining. Off the inbound, it's played by We Are One. Ball is played up top, moving to the right, driving down low. That's up and good. Stop, 34-9 with 6:55 remaining. Taylor for Boomsland goes to the right, finds Joey. Joey on the dribble, moves to her right, spinning around, feeds up top. That's intercepted and taken the other way by We Are One. Down with a scoop and reaching in was Taylor. So Taylor committing the foul. 6.5 to go. And free throws coming. And the next game, begin to line up and get ready to go. First free throw, no good. As Julia checks back in, Joey will go sit. Under 6 minutes remaining, 34-9 right now. Second free throw on the way, and she just cannot buy a shot, but boy, they get the putbacks. The rebounds have been working for them, and so off the miss, they get the layup, and it's 36-9 with 5:37 to go in this one. Taylor turns, leaves it behind. Taylor tries to get it back, has it ripped away, and here goes We Are One again, and a one-on-three. Down, up, no good. They'll try to get the rebound. They get it back, no good again. And able to secure it is Valerie. Valerie with the outlet. Ahead it goes. Kate forward to Valerie. Back just inside the arc was Julia. Julia smiling the whole time. Taken the other way by We Are One. A miss off the initial try on the floater in the lane. And the loose ball now grabbed and controlled as a jump ball. Under 5 to play, 36-9. As Logan checks back in and underneath, almost immediately able to lay it in. A second try coming, that one is good. They have two players now in double digits. Does We Are One at 38-9. 4:25 remaining. Down to the right baseline, trying to back her way in is Alexa. She gives the handoff to Valerie. Valerie goes out, and it's controlled by Logan. Logan gets it back. Up top, she tries to play it. And a jump ball called. So it will be brought in by Logan for Boomsland. 3:50 to go. Inbound immediately goes to Alexa. Alexa underneath the basket. She goes right side. Working out. And the reaching is just, the defense is very strong. So they whistled it dead with 3.5 remaining. On the clock. Free throw coming. That's up and no good. Free throw was tried by Alexa. And I guess what must have been a one and one, unless it was a two-shot foul. I was leaning over to see what I could do to fix something here. Clock down to 2:47. And out of bounds it goes. It'll stay with Boomsland. A left baseline jumper is no good. And it'll go the other way, and that is good. Boy, they just don't miss. Now 40-9 with 2:15 remaining. And I understand we had some problems with the internet connection. So we are back on the internet. The cell service here is shaky at best. And there is a guest Wi-Fi that I'm thinking has gotten overwhelmed. So that's probably what's going on. But, again, the game will be archived. If you missed a couple of minutes, it will be on the archive after the game. 1:44 remaining. 40-9 is the score. And the ball controlled. And, boy, even the wild shots are almost going for R1 as they get it down toward the left corner. Boomslang. Can't fault Boomslang's effort. I will say that all day. They just continue to scrum for it. Here, up, and good. And we are one. Led by number 9. She has 14 points. And it was an and one. There was a foul called. Clock is down to 1:09 in this one. Again, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, and then 11 o'clock. And then 4 o'clock if there's a championship game to be had. So we'll see you tomorrow for that. That's the free throw on the way, and it is good. That young girl just does not miss. 43-9. 37 seconds remaining. Clock running. Second half. Apologies for the internet issues as the pass is picked off. Taken the other way by R1 with 24 remaining. From the baseline, up and no good. Heading toward the left corner, trying to get it back. It'll go the other way with 15 seconds remaining. And crossing the 10-point mark. Boomslang able to get a layup from Alexa. She has 6. And it is 43-11, and the clock about to run out as the inbound pass is made. Run by R1, and that's it. We are one. Absolutely put on a display. And they won this game by a final score of 43-11. And they just had, like I said, they had 2 scorers in double figures. There's not a whole lot you can do. Almost 3 in double figures. In any event, with internet signals being fussy and whatnot, we are going to get out of here for today. We will see you back here tomorrow morning. So that will do it from here at NYA Sports and Fitness here in Newtown, Connecticut. Earlier today, Boomslang fell to CT North Stars 25-15. And here in their second game of the day, we are one over Boomslang 43-11. My thanks to Ryan Maloney, and get well soon, my friend. We will see you back here soon. But thanks to him for the heads up on some of the off-the-air stuff. For him and the whole Boomslang Basketball Club family, I'm Rob Adams saying so long. You've been listening to Boomslang Basketball on the Boom Mic on Robcasting Radio. We will see you tomorrow morning at 8 for the first game. A busy day tomorrow, 8 o'clock to get things started, as Boomslang is up first against Connecticut Elite, and then another CT North Star game later on. From Newtown, Connecticut, have a good Saturday night, everyone. Stay dry. So long. Powered by Rob Casting Radio. This concludes our broadcasting day. For more information, follow us on Twitter @RobCastingRadio. Thank you for listening.